Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about other ways to use our Data to Doorstep product. And it's amazing that this topic, Jill, came from I'm listening to people in Success Plant talk about successplant.com. Mm-hmm. About other ways you're actually using our data.
I know, it's brilliant.
Which is really cool.
I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah. So, but before we do, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. This is one right here too. Dwayne from Tempe called in and asked, I'm new to Arizona, but heard there are great deals here. How do I figure out the best market or area to target? This is for you.
Before I answer, call 888-735-5045 if you have a question like this and leave us a message there. And if you sound like an interesting person, we'll probably have you on the show.
So far, no one's been interesting.
Except you, Jill.
So they haven't made
you know
the
what?
Cut.
Next to you, sweetheart, no one's interesting at all.
Thank you.
You set the standard.
Not that interesting. Thank you, though. I'll take it. I will take it. All right. So, Steven, answer this question because this is totally your thing. And you did this. You did a fantastic job explaining this in our program. But I want you, can you give me the 3-minute version?
Yeah. So, I you're right, Jill. I spend a whole chapter on this topic because, mm-hmm. hey, if you're not going to pick the right area in the first place, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right up front, a lot of people ask me this, mm-hmm. you know, hey, should I be doing it in this area? You know what my answer is? You have to figure this out yourself. You know, mm-hmm. it's a horse, lead the horse to water, but not to drink thing. So how do you pick a great area to target? Mm-hmm. And this is what I cover in the program. There's a 3-step process. Mm-hmm. Number one, get a census map off the internet and look at the population density on the census maps. And the darker the green it is, the more likelihood, in my opinion, you're going to have with a successful mailer. So that's number one. Get a census map to find very rural areas. Number two, check on the internet certain places where land, you know, do a Google search. Find the places on the internet that people sell vacant land like this, rural vacant land. See if there's a lot of properties in there. If there's none, and I mean zero, like for instance, I bet you there are no properties in Manhattan for sale in these, you know, Manhattan, New York. Mm-hmm. Then that's a good indication you might want to stay out of there. Mm-hmm. And then number three, value. You know, mm-hmm. make sure that the properties are valued the way that they should, you know, that they're not. A 40-acre property shouldn't be listed for $17 million. If you send a...
Unless it's in Manhattan.
Or Scottsdale. Right. If you send a mailer to a property owner who's knows his property's worth $17 million and you send it for three grand.
That's not going to work.
You're going to cause some serious anger.
And you just wasted your time.
Yeah. And you wasted 50 cents on a stamp and the whole thing.
Yep.
So we should say, too, that with our Data to Doorstep program, it's less than the price of a stamp.
I know it is.
So, Dwayne, it's not hard at all. Take that 3-step process. You can do it for any place in the country and in Canada, too. Mm-hmm. It works.
Thank you, Stephen. Okay, so our topic, I love this, using our data to get construction work.
Isn't this hilarious?
I
love this stuff.
Is brilliant.
We have such a good group of people, Jill.
That's where I was going to go with this too. What does this say about our community and who is in our circle and how smart they are? I mean, things I would have never thought of. I am so impressed. We have a really good, you know, and I don't want to scare anybody. Like, I'm not brainy. I can't do this. No. But we have a really knowledgeable, great group.
Here's what Jill and I are hawking right now.
What the heck? Hey, step over here. I'm going to open up my trunk. Like what?
Well, I just had a picture of like a three-ring circus.
I have purses in my trunk that I'm hawking. Yeah. They're all knockoffs.
Never buy anything in a hotel. If a hotel is involved, don't buy anything.
A hotel?
Yeah. Don't go to a hotel and buy watches. Or,
oh, you know, people do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying out of the trunk.
Trunk shows in a hotel.
Oh.
Or like if you're don't buy any kind of educational product where there's in a hotel.
Okay. That's hilarious. Jeez.
So this the nature of our product, Data to Doorstep, datatodoorstep.com is it's a membership level thing where you access a database, the same database that First American Title uses to write title policies. You know, it's a live database. It's not live, but it's as live as it gets. Feed it's from a
constantly updated
from assessor, all the assessors, county assessors. That's mm-hmm. how they, you know, it's mm-hmm. yeah, it's the best data you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and also with it, you get access to a severe discount to send the mailers out itself from a bulk mail company in Pasadena mm-hmm. that we established. So cheaper than the price of a stamp. Look, I've done it every way. This is the best way to do it, mm-hmm. and the cheapest and the most effective.
We worked hard to get it like that. Yep.
So this Brainiac member of ours says, you know, this data rocks. You know, it's every homeowner or every landowner, every like
homeowner, whatever you want.
99% of the property owners in the country are in this database, and right. it's constantly updated when they buy and sell property.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy starts looking at the mapping function and says, you know, I'm a contractor and I do certain stuff. You know, we're very good at very specific contract type work.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is a roofer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm using the data to send out, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can see. He's like, he goes on Google Earth. He can mm-hmm. see that people need new roofs.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses our data to send him a note and says, mm-hmm. dude, I can see that you need a new roof.
Well, not only that, but he's canvassing a whole area
yeah.
too, because there was a storm, I guess, and hail damage.
Yeah.
And he knows in this whole area, there are people that need a roof. It just happened.
A roof?
A roof. Roof.
Is that how people from Southern California say
it's a roof?
A roof.
A roof. A roof. A roof. Anyway, a top on my house.
A lid.
A lid. And anyway, he's using it to canvas the area and send out mailers to them for his business. I'm like, I think that's I just think that's awesome. So I was trying to think too.
What else could you use?
I know. I'm like, all right, what about, okay, you have access to, basically, think about an area. You can find out not only this area, who owns it, but you can find out the square footage, the size mm-hmm. of the home. You know, you can find out, yeah, is there a basement? You can find out, you could do.
What it's zoned.
The zoning, lot size, you can find out liens. You can find out if they have a mortgage. You can find mm-hmm. out. The percentage, you can find out
when
loan amounts.
It.
Yeah, when they
well,
bought it.
How much they bought it for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's endless.
It is. So I'm going, well, maybe, well, if I was a bank lender, do I want to have, I don't know. I might. I mean, who else? I mean, whoever.
Anybody who's selling anything.
To a targeted
doing it properly,
area.
To a targeted area or to people who generally own homes or land. Have some disposable income.
Right.
You know, and you can do it by neighborhood and census tract and the whole thing.
You know, it's amazing what data we can get our hands on nowadays.
Yeah.
Do you remember, did I tell you about the thing I did the other day and I learned in Twitter?
No, yeah, you did. Go ahead. That's
this
so cool.
Is so cool. You can, in Twitter, drop your GPS or any GPS location in there. And then you can give it a distance, you know, 5 miles,
like
1 mile,
a
half mile, right? A radius of that GPS coordinate and see who, if they have dropped their location in there to make it work. But and a lot of businesses like pizza deliveries or stuff like that, they did. You can see who's tweeting and what they're tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coolest thing. Now, what I don't know is it automatically turned on because your cell phone's on? You know, people, let me ask, see this, I haven't found out. It's a little mm-hmm. bit scary, but. Say your GPS is turned on your cell phone because you use it for directions yeah. all the time. Does that automatically include you in that group as you're tweeting? I don't know.
I don't either.
But it's pretty amazing.
Is it that real time?
Oh, it's real time. I watched them. They did a whole
amazing.
Thing. And then it was a little webinar I was chatting with our social media people. We were brushing up on some stuff and they're like, did you know you could do this? I'm like, all right, this rocks. I don't need it for what we do, but if I had a pizza company and I want to know, or wherever my thing is, I want to know what's going on in my neighborhood, you know,
there's
or
a lot
something.
Of talk
it's
about
interesting.
Pizza lately.
There, you know, can you tell?
What is the pizza? Is it a hunger thing?
No.
Like, no, for like a week you said pizza about pizza.
I have. You know what it is? It's a pizza truck on my mind.
Pizza truck.
The pizza commercial.
Oh,
the new pizza thing. The new pizza car. I got to see this thing.
Now I got to have pizza now.
Now I got to have pizza. So yeah, I'm actually, I clearly am craving pizza because that's all I talk about right now. It's not frozen yogurt. It's not dry cleaning. It's pizza. So, and I'm really not a pizza person per se. I'm really more of a sweet tooth person. I would should be talking about ice cream and frozen yogurt.
You know, I mean, we're a licensed provider of this data.
Mm-hmm.
And so this topic really fascinates me because we could market it to just different types of groups of people.
Goodness.
You know?
That is my only challenge right now is I can't get the word out fast enough.
Yeah.
So I hope this show is being retweeted.
If you're a professional marketer, call us.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. You know what?
Reach out to us, please.
Yeah. We're going to, yeah.
There's a place for you here.
There
somehow.
Is a place for you. If you can help us with this, there is a place for you.
We have had, Jill and I have had meeting after meeting after meeting
mm-hmm.
with local marketing firms.
Oh my gosh.
And talent agents and on and on and on. And it's been the biggest disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just telling it straight like it is, like everything.
Why is that? Yeah. You know, when I hear
why can't we find a marketing company?
You know what I kind of wonder? I wonder if we're asking for too much.
Here's my theory. I think we go to these meetings and they say, they look at our stuff and they say, well, you guys do a podcast every day, 7 days a week. You are very frequent bloggers. You're reaching this, you're reaching this, you're reaching this. We can't help you. That's what we're going to suggest that you do.
Oh, we're at that level. They want the person that does nothing
yes.
and they don't know what they're
yes,
doing.
Yes, they want a person who says, what's Facebook?
Right. I'm going to open a knitting shop and I don't know what to do.
And I don't even have an email address or something.
Right.
And then they can say, okay, that'll be $10,000
a month.
We're going
to build you a website.
Yeah, we're going to build you a website.
Oh, we're going to do this.
That's what I think's going on. We're just not a good customer for them.
We're a little too smart. Or we're just past that. We're just at a level.
Yeah.
Which is where we are, everyone. So our future social media person who I hope is listening right now.
Yeah.
I really mean that.
So do I.
I can't tell you how much I need that. We've got the website. We've got this. We have the resources. We just need to get the word out. And we don't know the right way and how to do it. And I need it in a system then. And I need it to be automatic.
You know, Steve Seal of LandCentral.com, mm-hmm. the owner there, he has 3 full-time marketing people.
I believe it.
And they all 3 of them have degrees, and they're very young. They have college degrees in internet marketing. Maybe that's the answer.
Maybe
if you have a college
answer.
Degree in internet marketing and you have all the answers, please call us.
Yeah. Serious. That would be great. So cool.
Isn't that funny? You know, when you start something like this, like mm-hmm. Land Academy, the stuff that you think is going to be a challenge ends up being really easy. And the stuff that you think that's easy ends up being like
a big challenge.
You never thought. Yeah.
Well, that's what you and I talked about. I don't want to say this. I don't want to promise anything.
You gotta say it now.
I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to promise anything. But so much of what we do and have done here, and we are clearly, clearly successful coaching and mentoring people as they build their own businesses, we can teach that. We can help that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We need that level for a marketing person.
Right.
We need to be just blown off of out of our chairs.
Right.
At the stuff that a marketer can do.
Exactly.
That's the kind of person I need.
Right. I just think, you know, I just didn't, yeah. We'll talk more.
Hey, so back to data. I got just an out of the blue email from this company that says, you guys clearly know data and you know the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have DMV records. We have a DMV database, motor vehicles. So I haven't even talked about this with you.
No, I didn't even know that. Oh, I could do some with that.
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine? Start thinking about that. So, all right. So just let the wheels turn because, you know, I would love to be able to look up the way that we can look up. I would love to know who all the people, I want a list of everyone who owns a 63 Stingray convertible for a lot of reasons.
Right.
How cool is that?
And send them
and
a letter.
Send them offers.
I would totally do that. We should do that.
We are.
We're going to do that.
It happened late last night. I got the email.
That's so fantastic.
But it was very crafted. It was not a salesy. It was like, you guys, Steve, you clearly know data.
Nice.
You know, they found us. Maybe they, yeah, they found us somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe our marketing is working, Joe.
It's not that bad.
I know for sure. I know for sure nobody listens to this show.
Stop it. Will you stop that? Our people, you know,
You know what? We have thousands of, actually the truth is this. We always joke around about this. We have thousands and thousands of regular listeners.
All right. I'm here apologizing on for our producers for Steven's behavior because I know he's been talked to about that. I'm here saying it again.
They get upset about that.
They do get upset about that. I know.
I like saying we have six listeners.
You're so silly.
So if you have a creative way about how to use this data, I'd love to hear about that too. Go over to successplant.com, which is our online community, where all of our members kind of collaborate and do deals with each other and talk about success and failures and the whole thing. Jump on Success Plant and tell us about it. I should do a whole forum maybe. Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. DMV thing could be awesome.
I'm excited.
I didn't, you know, I honestly, with intent, about a year ago, tried to find, you know, this is the first question I asked these guys. What's the source of data? So I Googled this, and I could not find it.
Okay, so.
So I'm going to find out if it's real, first of all.
It's cars. It's motorcycles.
Boats.
It's boats.
Everything that's registered.
It's RVs.
Yeah. You could make a
mobile
huge,
homes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mobile homes.
Wow. I don't know if that's how that works. Are mobile
trailers
homes registered?
They have a license plate. Have you ever noticed? I mean, they used to. Used to in Southern California, you would license it like a car and you leased.
Jill, did you grow up in a trailer? You did, didn't you?
You're such a stinker. I did not.
How do you
listen,
know about this?
Listen, Stephen James, quit picking on me.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I would love to live in an RV.
Of course I did. I mean, I didn't. No, that would be great. No, my grandma did. My grandma and grandpa lived in Escondido, for anybody who knows where that is. And they lived in a beautiful, beautiful, like retirement community in a nice, I mean, it was like fancy garden tub and it was really nice. I liked going to visit them, you stinker, but I remember seeing...
I'm from Detroit. Nothing's worse than that.
A license plate on the side, literally, of the RV. I mean, not RV, yeah. on the mobile home.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know if it's still that way, but I'm going to find out. I think you license
them
like that, and then, like I said, you lease the land.
I mean, there's just endless... If that's the case...
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if anybody knows the answer to this, please let us know. If that's the case, that's a whole different, I mean, you can make overnight business out of that, buying mobile homes, the way that we buy land.
Right? Yes, you can.
That's actually exciting. Mm-hmm. That's thrilling. I love the upfront stuff.
Yes.
You know, like not doing the actual work in a company. I like the upfront fun stuff.
You're just crazy. Okay.
Let's go buy some mobile homes.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.